We have real feelings. This simple yet profound statement from Lisa Damore's teenage daughter's friends captures the essence of adolescence, a period of emotional intensity that often leaves both teens and parents feeling adrift. As teen mental health concerns reach crisis levels, understanding these emotional lives becomes crucial. The reality is that teenage emotions aren't problems to be fixed, but sophisticated information processing systems helping them navigate complex social landscapes. When 16-year-old Moya felt inexplicably uneasy around her seemingly friendly lab partner, her mother encouraged her to trust that feeling. Weeks later, Maya discovered he'd been spreading rumors about other girls. Her emotional system had detected subtle inconsistencies her conscious mind missed. We've long misunderstood teenage emotions through three persistent myths: that emotion opposes reason, that difficult feelings harm teenagers, and that emotional intensity signals fragility. In reality, emotions serve as valuable navigation tools. Working through challenges builds resilience, and intense reactions reflect normal neurological development. The question isn't whether teens feel strong emotions, but whether they can still maintain friendships, complete schoolwork, and enjoy life despite emotional ups and downs. When emotions consistently interfere with these domains, that's when professional support becomes appropriate. Gender expectations influence emotional development from early childhood. Adults typically comfort crying girls while encouraging boys to toughen up, creating distinct emotional patterns. By adolescence, girls often develop stronger empathy and emotional vocabulary, while boys learn to suppress vulnerability, though research shows all teenagers experience similar underlying emotions. Gender shapes anger expression differently. Girls learn to redirect it into tears or passive behaviors, while boys receive implicit permission for anger but struggle to show sadness or fear. These patterns affect mental health outcomes, with girls showing higher rates of depression and anxiety, and boys developing more conduct disorders and substance abuse. For Black teenagers, racial bias compounds these challenges through adultification, where Black children are perceived as older and less innocent. Black girls are often seen as more adult-like and less deserving of nurturing, while Black boys face dangerous stereotypes as threatening. This forces them to navigate both typical adolescent emotions and unfair racial assumptions. Teenage behavior isn't just attitude, it's neuroscience. During adolescence, the brain undergoes massive reconstruction through synaptic pruning, eliminating unused connections, and myelination, insulating active pathways. This renovation creates temporary imbalances as the emotional limbic system develops ahead of the impulse-controlling prefrontal cortex. Previously normal experiences become emotionally charged because teens' brains process sensory input more intensely than children or adults. Their hypersensitive social processing regions mean that peer rejection triggers neural responses similar to physical pain. The teenage reward system also transforms dramatically, requiring stronger stimulation to achieve the same satisfaction adults get from milder experiences. This explains their attraction to novelty and risk, making lectures about safety ineffective. Instead, channeling this risk-seeking drive into activities like competitive sports or creative arts provides safer outlets for their natural need for excitement. For teenagers navigating intense emotions, having safe outlets for expression is crucial. Putting feelings into words, through conversation, journaling, or creative expression, helps process overwhelming emotions. The foundation begins with attentive listening, where adults create space for teenagers to explore their feelings rather than jumping to solutions. Consider these contrasting responses to a teenager's disappointment about not making a team. "Don't worry, you'll make it next year," dismisses the feeling. "That sounds really disappointing. What part feels hardest right now?" validates and explores. The second response acknowledges the emotion while inviting reflection. This validation brings relief even when circumstances can't be changed. Teenagers don't need solutions. They need confirmation that their feelings matter. Creating opportunities for teens to open up requires patience. side-by-side conversations during activities, regular family meals, and respecting their preferred communication timing, often late evening, work better than direct questions. When teenagers share, the adult's response determines whether they'll open up again. Even well-intentioned advice can shut down communication. While expressing emotions is vital, teenagers need strategies for managing overwhelming feelings. Emotional regulation, the ability to modulate feelings without suppressing them, is a crucial developmental task. Parents support this by teaching techniques while modeling healthy regulation. Distraction serves as a powerful first-line strategy. When emotions become overwhelming, shifting attention elsewhere allows the initial surge to subside. Active engagement, like playing an instrument, proves more effective than passive scrolling. Small pleasures, listening to music, time in nature, enjoying special foods, can interrupt negative emotional spirals. Sleep plays a vital role in teenage emotional regulation. Biological sleep shifts conflict with early school schedules, creating chronic sleep deprivation that impacts emotional processing. Simple breathing techniques like box breathing activate the parasympathetic nervous system, reducing stress arousal. Parents' emotional regulation directly influences teenagers' development. When adults model healthy management of difficult feelings, they demonstrate these vital skills in action. This means showing how to handle emotions constructively. I'm feeling frustrated, so I'll take a walk to clear my head before we continue this conversation. Teen emotions develop within specific cultural contexts that shape how feelings are expressed and understood. American culture sends mixed signals, celebrating emotional intensity in media while demanding restraint in academic settings. Teenagers must navigate these contradictions during their emotional development. Cultural backgrounds create varying emotional norms, from cultures emphasizing moderation and group harmony to those valuing passionate self-expression. Teens from immigrant families often face different emotional expectations at home versus school. Social media adds another layer of complexity, with curated emotional displays creating unrealistic standards and algorithms amplifying extreme content. This environment can distort teenagers' understanding of normal emotional experiences. Parents can help by discussing how online emotional expressions might differ from real feelings. Today's teenagers face unique challenges, including global pandemics, political polarization, climate concerns, and economic uncertainty, creating background stress that affects their emotional well-being. These circumstances differ significantly from what their parents experienced during adolescence. Emotional skills developed during adolescence form the bedrock of lifelong psychological health. While challenging, teenage years provide essential opportunities to establish enduring patterns. Emotional intelligence, the ability to recognize, understand, and manage emotions in oneself and others, consistently links to success in relationships, careers, and life satisfaction. The goal is to nurture emotionally self-sufficient young adults, with parents transitioning from direct management to consultative support. Instead of providing solutions, parents can ask guiding questions like, "What might help you handle this situation?" Resilience grows when teenagers process difficult experiences with appropriate guidance, building confidence for future challenges. While emotional development continues throughout life, adolescence serves as a crucial formative period. Treating teenage emotions as opportunities for growth helps develop the emotional intelligence needed for lifelong well-being.